of the remnant set us afire. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. We are the remnant of the Lord from all the nations of the world. We are the remnant, Lord, use these souls afire. We are the remnant, set us afire. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. We are the remnant of the Lord from all the nations of the world. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. From every tongue and every tribe, called of God and set aside, with the power from on high, anointed with your fire. We are the remnant, Lord, use these souls of fire. We are the remnant, set us afire. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. We are the remnant of the Lord, from all the nations of the world. We are the remnant, Lord, use these souls of fire. Lost, Lord, anointed with your fire, and we will preach Christ and him crucified to every tongue and every tribe, so they will then decide to be the remnant, Lord, set their souls afire. We are the remnant, set us afire. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. We are the remnant of the Lord from all the nations of the world. We are the remnant, Lord, set our souls afire. We are the remnant, set us afire.
We are the remnant. Greetings to all my Israelite kinsmen and women who know, follow, and love Yahweh. Divine influence be with you, especially in this satanic age. This is part 2 of Remnant. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Remnant is found in the Word Studies menu. In part 1, we went over what some of the churches teach about who the remnant is, that the Gentile Christians are the spiritual remnant, because since God is love, He gave the church what the Jews didn't want, which is spiritual redemption, salvation, and a relationship with God. They, the churches, also say that the word Israel in the New Testament doesn't mean the literal Jewish people, because they are no longer his people, because Christians have now taken on the name of Israel in a spiritual sense. No wonder there's only a remnant, because it's constantly open season on the seed of the woman, and our people are so gullible and easily deceived by all the mind control and Jewish propaganda, the pharmaceuticals, preservatives and additives added to our highly processed and nutrient-stripped foods, and all the chemical spraying in the sky of metals, viruses, and nanoparticles, along with the Wi-Fi radiation, abortion, race mixing, the Jewish values takeover of our once white Christian nation, and the 33,000 flavors of fake Christianity preaching a ditch-digging gospel worshiping a hooked-nosed Jaime Jesus of the Sheeny vagabond tribe of the Wicked One. Almost all our people who claim to be a Christian worships a Jewish Jesus. Almost all of our people are the literal walking dead. They reject the truth and would rather be kissed with lies. If the divine spark within you has been ignited by Yahweh, and you have been slapped with the truth, then truly blessed are you, for you are being called into his remnant. We left off in Ezra in part 1, and continue here in part 2 with Nehemiah 1:1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass, in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Judahites that had escaped, or the remnant, which were left, or were spared, or survived, of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Hanani and the men of Yehuda said unto me, the remnant, or the survivors that are left, or were spared, or survived, of the captivity there in the province, are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. The Babylonians took Jerusalem and destroyed it, and carried off the surviving Judahites into captivity about 70 years before. The divorce between Yahweh and Israel started in 745 BC with the Assyrian invasion, and almost all the house of Israel were either slain, captured, or fled, and did not return to the land. These were the lost Israelites of the house of Israel which Christ commanded his disciples to bring the gospel to, because in their migrations they forgot who they were and whose they were. The remnant which returned from Babylonian captivity to rebuild are these survivors of the house of Judah. They trusted Yahweh and accepted their punishment, and now were being allowed to return to Jerusalem to a fresh start, just as he promised them who love him. Many people say they love him, but only a remnant truly loves him, for they believe and does his will. Nehemiah 10:28. And the rest, or, and the remainder of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands, unto the Torah of Elohim, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath, to walk in Elohim's law, which was given by Moshe, the servant of Elohim, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh our Master, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. Yahweh demands we remain separate from other peoples and races. Verse 31. And if the people of the land bring merchandise or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath, or on the set-apart day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. The Sheni Jew merchants in the land would try to do business with the city on the Sabbath, but Nehemiah put a stop to it. They violated the Sabbath laws and were idolaters and race mixers when they were in apostasy. Now they would observe the Sabbath day and not buy or sell on this day. This returning remnant was a small portion of the nation of Israel that had been broken up and scattered. This remnant was spared because Yahweh always leaves him an obedient remnant to continue and to guard his word, his Torah, and his chosen people. Nehemiah 11:1. And the officers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest, or the remainder of the people also, cast lots, to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the set-apart city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. By lot, Yahweh chose 1 out of every 10 people to dwell in Jerusalem. Verse 2. And the people blessed all the men, that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Yerushalayim. The holy city and its surrounding cities were again being populated with the remnant from captivity. We see a symbolism that even a remnant of the remnant will dwell in Yerushalayim, and Yahweh chooses. The same thing will occur in the kingdom. Yahweh will choose which Israelites will lead and administrate, which ones will serve, and which ones will even make it into the kingdom. Verse 20, and the residue, or, and the remnant, or the remainder, of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Yehuda, every one in his inheritance. Only Israelites are promised eternal life. Only the obedient remnant will make it. The kingdom will not be filled with just believers and everybody who goes to church and has claimed that they're saved and call on the Father by the title of the Lord Baal and the Son by Jewish Jesus. They are not the remnant. They are the rebellious and stiff-necked. They lack knowledge. They partake with devils and tolerate evils and abominations. These believers of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity are actually quite the multitude and are the same thing as the house of Israel that was deep into apostasy and severely punished for it. These believers, if they are white folk, are the same lost sheep of the Old Testament and New Testament, because they are the descendants of Jacob Israel, and don't even know it. They think they are Gentiles. The Vision of the Three-Headed Eagle. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill, all three are Jews. Great Britain is the middle head. The other two are Russia and America. Having been forced by the Rothschilds to fight against Russia, the Crimean War, India, China, the Boxer Rebellion, the Boers of South Africa, Germany, and Germany again, Great Britain expended its wealth and people on imperialism, and now Britain is in a fight for its sovereign life, dying in its own bed of corruption. Britain was the first of the three heads to awaken because the sun never set on the British Empire. British soil was never invaded during the Empire days. The only invasion of Britain in the modern era is the current invasion of non-white immigrants who are destroying the country and culture of Britain as we speak. The head on the left has to be the Soviet Union, created in 1917, which was the communist empire created by the Rothschilds and world Jewry. The Soviet Empire was much larger than Ashkenazi Germany, extending from Western Germany all the way to the Pacific Ocean. The head on the right is the American Empire that has also been created by the Zionists. This empire was formally inaugurated in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. What most people do not understand is that all three of these heads are controlled by the Eighth Beast, Mystery Babylon, the Jews. All three countries and all the world's countries are now corporations owned and run by the Jews. Their Zionism, Communism, Judaism, and banking system has full control of the world systems today, and the agenda is to eradicate all Christians, Christian society, and most importantly, the true remnant. 2 Esdras 12:31. And as for the lion, whom you saw rousing up out of the forest and roaring, and speaking to the eagle, and reproving him for his unrighteousness, and as for all his words that you have heard, this is the Messiah, whom the Most High has kept until the end of days. who will arise from the posterity of David, and will come and speak to them. He will denounce them for their ungodliness and for their wickedness, and will cast up before them their contemptuous dealings. For first, he will set them living before his judgment seat, and when he has reproved them, then he will destroy them. Even in the Apocrypha, just as in the parable of the wheat and the tares, the wicked are destroyed and the righteous remain. The rapture is for the wicked, not the good. If you are raptured, it's because you are not his remnant. Verse 34. But he will deliver in mercy the remnant of my people, those who have been preserved throughout my borders, speaking of the white nations. And he will make them joyful until the end comes, the day of judgment of which I spoke to you at the beginning. This is the dream that you saw, and this is its interpretation. Over and over, we see the same theme and promise. Only a remnant will make it. The churches and the believers are not the remnant. Job 22:17. Speaking of the wicked, which said unto Elohim, Depart from us. And what did the Almighty do to them? He filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant, or the rest, of the wicked the fire consumes. There will not even be a remnant left of the unrighteous when our Master returns. Yahweh makes it rain on the good and the bad. Just because someone is blessed with material things and a comfortable life does not mean that they are righteous. Look how many so-called Christians have it good, and they would say it's from the Lord, and it is. Baal and Jewish Jesus reward their minions when they follow the dark side. Yahweh will let you have your reward in this life, but don't think you have a reward in the next if you are covered by the satanic blood of Jewish Jesus. Sirach 44:17. Noah was found perfect and righteous. In the time of wrath, he was taken in exchange for the world. Therefore, he was left as a remnant unto the earth when the flood came. Noah wasn't raptured. The evil was. Noah and his family remained. Chapter 47, verse 22. But Yahweh will never leave off his mercy or loving commitment. Neither shall any of his works perish. Neither will he abolish the posterity of his chosen ones, and the seed of him that loves him he will not take away. Wherefore he gave a remnant unto Jacob, and out of him a root unto David. We, literal posterity of Jacob, are Yahweh's chosen ones. We love him and prove it by keeping his commandments. Only a remnant of us do this. Only a remnant of us are recognizable to him as obedient children. Only we who have true knowledge and understanding and follow him are the remnant. If you claim you're saved, think you're a Gentile, call upon the Lord, Baal, and Haimi Jesus, then you have no understanding, are deceived, and will be numbered with the tares, the goats, the false preachers, the Jews, the fallen angels, and will be raptured to the heaven of leaven, which is the lake of fire. You'll be burnt toast. How does your church belief suit you now? The Maccabees were Judahites, Israelites of the house of Judah. These books fill in the time period between the returning remnant from Babylon and Christ. This was around 165 BC. the end of the Greek Empire and beginning of the Roman Empire. 1 Maccabees 3:35. To wit, that he, Lysias, at the command of Antiochus, should send an army against the Judahites to destroy and root out the strength of Israel and the remnant of Jerusalem, and to take away their memorial from that place, and that he should place strangers, or aliens, in all their quarters, and divide their land by lot. When the Assyrians deported Israel, they placed alien peoples of the cursed seed tribes in the land. When the Babylonians deported the remaining Israelites in Jerusalem, cursed seed tribes were left in the land, some of which were Jewish tribes which assisted the Babylonians in the destruction of the city, saying, raise it, lay it bare, to the foundations thereof. Psalm 137:7. We see the same thing happening here in Maccabees. The aliens are placed in the land. Again, we see this today. Jews in government positions of all the white nations open the borders for the dark races to flood our nations and destroy from within. Jewish media propaganda glorifies diversity and race mixing, and these aliens come not to assimilate and join, but to consume and conquer. The tactics of the Jew never ceases. They want to race mix us out of existence and turn everyone into the brown man. Don't believe it? Here's just one quote of thousands which reveal their plans. Jewish EU founding father Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, in Practitioner Idealismus, 1925. We Jews intend to turn Europe into a mixed race of Asians and Negroes ruled over by the Jews. I'd say they're clearly accomplishing their goals, as our white race is becoming smaller and smaller. If you can't see this silent white genocide, then you are a model example of Jewish brainwashing. Psalm 76:6. At your rebuke, O Elohim of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse are cast into a dead sleep, and you, even you, are to be awed. And who may stand in your presence once you are angry? You did cause judgment to be heard from the sky, and the land feared and was still, when Elohim arose to judgment to preserve all the meek of the land. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall acknowledge you. The remainder of wrath shall you restrain. The Septuagint reads, for the inward thought of man shall give thanks to you, and the memorial of his inward thought shall keep a feast to you. Which shows that Yahweh knows your inward thoughts, and if they are pure, they are shown by keeping his laws, Shabbats, and appointed feasts. The Geneva reads, surely the rage of man shall turn to your praise. The remnant of the rage shall you restrain. Which shows that Yahweh's judgment upon sinners turns a remnant back to him, and he will restrain the wrath from touching you. The Scriptures 2009 reads, with the remainder of wrath you gird yourself. Which shows that judgment turns the repentant sinner back to Yahweh, and the rest he appoints to wrath. In each translation, it's obvious that the ones that return to him are his remnant and are preserved. The rest are destroyed in his wrath. The whole earth will be consumed by his fire when he returns. That means that there is plenty of wicked, apostate, ignorant, and deceived people that will fuel the fire. Only his obedient remnant will remain. It's going to be an anathema maranatha bonfire. accursed are the rebels to be destroyed. Psalm 83:1. Keep not you silence, O Elohim. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, your hated enemies make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people, and conspired against your hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. In verse 3, hidden ones is H6845, Tsafan, and means to hide, to treasure, to be stored up, to protect. We Israelites are his peculiar treasure. He preserves us, hides, and protects us from the devices of the enemy. He will never leave his obedient remnant. The rest of the psalm goes on to tell that the other pagan tribes, the ancestral tribes of Moab and Ammon, and all the Jewish tribes, will be as dung for the ground. Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah 1:8, and the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. The daughter of Zion is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is often a reference to the people, Israelites. When Israel was being divorced and the Assyrians took the house of Israel and most of Judah, Judah is described as a cottage in a vineyard, meaning alone and surrounded. Verse 9. Except Yahweh of hosts has left us a very small remnant. The Septuagint has seed. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Lamentations 3:22. It is of Yahweh's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Remnant in verse 9 is H8300, Sarid, a noun and means survivors. It's related to H8277, Sarad, a verb, which means to escape or survive. To puncture, which is related to H8279, Sered, a noun, and means a stylus, a line, a marking or measuring tool for wood. This shows that the surviving, obedient remnant sets the measuring line, or bar, for what Yahweh's mercy covers and what it does not. Yahweh will show those who love him and follow him mercy. This is only a remnant in every generation. The majority in every generation either denies him, is ignorant of him, or thinks he's a Jew. These will all be consumed. Isaiah 4:2. In that day shall the branch, or the sprouting, of Yahweh be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped, or for the remnant of Israel. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the land. Verse 3. And it shall come to pass that he that is left, or he that is spared in Zion, and he that remains, or and he that is preserved alive in Jerusalem, shall be called set apart, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. At that time, Judah remained to keep and guard the Torah, and bring in the Messiah through descendancy. Verse 4. When Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. The branch that Yahweh raised of the seed of David was Zerubbabel, who was the governor of the remnant which returned to Jerusalem. The sins of Israel rose high. Idolatry, race mixing, oppression of the poor, and lack of brotherly love. Yahweh sent the Assyrians as the rod of his anger and the staff of his indignation. But the Assyrians glorified in themselves. Isaiah 10:16. Therefore shall Yahweh of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Hebrews 12:29. For our Elohim is a consuming fire. Verse 18. And shall consume the glory of his forest, referring to the troops of Asher, the Assyrians, and of his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they shall be as when a standard-bearer fainteth. A standard-bearer is an important symbol of morale in an army. Verse 19, and the rest, or the remainder, of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may count them. The Assyrians were a huge empire, but after they did their job of punishing Israel, Yahweh brought them down and left them a very small remnant. The Assyrians were pagan Adamites sprung from Noah's son, Shem, and were racial kinsmen to Israel. Verse 20, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped, or saved or delivered, of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon, or trust him that smote them, but shall stay upon, or trust Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The Israelites had international relations with these pagan Assyrians and their gods, which corrupted the Israel way of life. Israel cheated on Yahweh with the Assyrians and trusted in them and their gods instead of Yahweh. Verse 21. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty Elohim. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption, or the destruction, or the annihilation decreed, shall overflow with righteousness. Remnant in these verses is H7605, Shear, and is a noun, the remnant. Yeshayahu 11:10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the outcast Israelite nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left, or spared, from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, which is Babylon, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left, or spared, from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that they came up out of the land of Egypt. The highway is referring to the Dariel Pass that went through the Caucasus Mountains into Europe. The Caucasus Mountains are named after the Caucasian race, our race, true Israel, that migrated from the Middle East through these mountain ranges into Europe and eventually America. The nations, the outcasts of Israel, and the dispersed of Judah are all references to the children of Israel. The gospel message is to these outcast and dispersed Israelites that had migrated elsewhere and forgot who they were and whose they were. The remnant of them will respond and take hold of the gospel, live it, and witness to others. There are still millions of lost Israelites today. The churches are full of them, and it is the duty of the remnant to bring them this same gospel. Only a few will come up out of the deceptions of churchianity and all those 33,000 demonic denominations called Christianity. Only a remnant will understand that Jesus was no Jew. Only the remnant is qualified and called to teach, preach, and proclaim the gospel, because only the remnant knows the truth. The rest are still in darkness and are not spreading truth. They're spreading untempered mortar. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 14:22. For I will rise up against them, says Yahweh of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name, and remnant, and son and nephew, says Yahweh. The doom of Babylon is prophesied by Yahweh. No one will be left, not even a remnant. This is a dual prophecy. As the ancient Babylon and the Babylonians are no more, and today's beast empire, run by the Jews, Mystery Babylon, will also be cut off, and there will not be a remnant of Jews left either. Obadiah tells of the ultimate and entire fate of the very people the churches support and worship. Isaiah 17:3. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, which is a reference to the northern 10 tribes of Israel, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the waning glory of the children of Israel, says Yahweh of hosts. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left, or spared, in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, says Yahweh Elohim of Yisrael. Some good Syrians would be left in the land after the Assyrian invasion. The Aramites, or the Syrians, traveled with the Israelites. Aram was a son of Shem, but, verse 10, because you have forgotten the Elohim of your salvation, and has not been mindful of the rock of your refuge, therefore shall you plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. Damascus today is not a pleasant plant, meaning a pure Adamic nation, anymore. The word Arab means to grow dark. There may still be some pure Syrians today. Chapter 28 is a woe to Ephraim, the northern house of Israel, which had become drunk and proud, pagan and apostate. The coming Assyrian invasion was going to put a stop to their glory. Isaiah 28:5. In that day shall Yahweh of hosts be for a crown of beauty, and for a diadem of beauty, unto the residue, or the remnant, of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate, meaning those of us that fight the evil. In this decree of punishment, Yahweh is promising his remnant that fights against the evil will be rewarded. Verse 7. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Every denomination claims theirs is the truth, the one. Verse 8. For all tables, or for all denominations, are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand the doctrine, or the report, the news, the tidings, the Torah, the prophetic message, the gospel? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Jeremiah 6:10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahweh is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Isaiah is showing that the people were unteachable, much like the churches today. Verse 11. For with stammering, or mocking lips, and another language will he speak to this people. 1 Corinthians 14:21. In the law it is written, in other tongues and with other lips will I speak unto this people, and not even in that manner will they hear me, says Yahweh. Verse 12. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. The Septuagint reads, this is the rest to him that is hungry, and this is the calamity, but they would not hear. Verse 13. But the word of Yahweh was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken and snared and taken. They were unteachable. They were all gathering in the synagogues every week and hearing the Torah of Moshe, leaving and right away forgetting it, just going through the motions. The same thing happens today in the churches, which hear but don't understand, say but don't do, and have done away with the Torah. Are you starting to see that it is only a remnant in every generation that actually follows and obeys Yahweh? The remnant is smaller today than ever before, because the deception today is stronger and deeper than ever before. Chapter 37 is the same accounts as in the books of the Kings. Hezekiah asks Isaiah to pray to Yahweh that he will defend Jerusalem from the Assyrians, which had already taken off all of Israel and most of Judah. Yeshayahu 37:4. It may be Yahweh your Elohim will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living Elohim, and will reprove the words which Yahweh your Elohim has heard. Wherefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant, or for the posterity that is left. Yahweh defends Jerusalem and foretells that his remnant that he spares will return and produce fruit. They will take hold of the gospel and witness to their lost and scattered kinsmen, adding to the remnant. Verse 31. And the remnant, or and the survivors, or the spared, that is escaped, or the delivered ones, of the house of Yehuda shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Yerushalayim shall go forth a remnant of descendants, and they that escape, or and the delivered ones out of Mount Zion, The zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. 2 Kings 19:31. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts shall do this. Verse 33. Therefore thus says Yahweh concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says Yahweh. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant Dawid's sake. Isaiah 46:3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant, or descendants, of the house of Yisrael, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. This verse states that the children of Jacob are physical, literal offspring. The churches teach that anybody can be a spiritual Israelite by just believing. Born again is what the churches teach, which is what Nicodemus stated in error. Christ said we must be born from above, using a different word than Nicodemus. Our race is born from above. This life is our test. The remnant are the ones that make the grade. The churches teach Common Core Christianity, which does not add up. Chapter 6 is the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem. The northern house of Israel and most of Judah had been carried off by the Assyrians. Jerusalem was spared because they repented and changed their ways, but did not continue in them. They followed in the footsteps of Israel's idolatry and race mixing, so Yahweh decreed judgment. Jeremiah 6:6. For thus has Yahweh of hosts said, hew you down trees, and cast a siege mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited, or punished. She is holy oppression in the midst of her, or rather, in whose midst there is only oppression. As a fountain keeps fresh her waters, so she keeps fresh her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is sickness and wounds. Be you instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant, or the remainder of the posterity, of Israel as a vine. Turn back your hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. Jeremiah speaking, to whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, or unreceptive of the warning. And they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahweh is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Acts 7:51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the set-apart spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. The nation of Israel was taken by the Assyrians, leaving only an obedient remnant of Judah in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, returned to her sinful ways, and so Yahweh was going to thin them out some more. The stiff-neckedness of our ancestors is no different than our people today. They will not listen to warning or truth. This is why only the remnant is preserved. Jeremiah 8:1. At that time said Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yehuda, and the bones of his officers, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun, and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the ground. They worshipped the planets, the constellation, and the fallen angels. Pagan worship was common then, just as today. Our ancestors worshipped pagan gods, no different than today's churches worshipping a Jewish Jesus, and the Lord, which is a title of Baal. They have no idea what they worship. Verse 3, and death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue, or by the rest of the posterity, the remnant of them that remain, or are left of this evil family, which remain, or which are left behind in all the places where I have driven them, says Yahweh of hosts. When you choose Jewish Jesus and churchianity, you are choosing death. If you choose to believe delusions, Yahweh will let you have them. It's called free will. When you don't choose His way, you are choosing death. Those Yahweh scattered were pagan, and as a result, chose death. The gospel message was sent to the descendants of these scattered Israelites, because their children would be brought up as pagans, choosing death as well. Just like our people today, generation after generation, eating the same dogmatic vomit of the Jew-loving churches, choosing death without even knowing it. Who do you think Yeshua is talking to when he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you"? The very people who think they are calling on and doing things in his name, but are not. The churches. Yahweh will not give his glory to Haimi Jesus, or Lord Baalim. People hate those who point out their sins to them and warn them of Yahweh's judgment. They hated Jeremiah, and today's believers hate the remnant, which is trying to bring you deceived trans-Gentile Jew lovers the truth. Jeremiah 11:20. But, O Yahweh of hosts, that judges righteously, that tries the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For unto you have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus says Yahweh on the men of Anathoth, that seek your life, saying, prophesy not in the name of Yahweh, that you die not by our hand. If you're going to tell the truth, then we're going to kill you. Jeremiah was a whistleblower. Verse 22. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. And there shall be no remnant, and there shall be no posterity left of them. For I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their visitation, or punishment. We see the constant theme of evil, and that there will be no remnant remaining of them, and that the obedient remnant is always preserved. Jeremiah 15:1. Then Yahweh said unto me, though Moshe and Shamuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto you, where shall we go forth? Then you shall tell them, thus says Yahweh, such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for the famine, to the famine, and such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the sky, and the beasts of the land, to devour and destroy. After a short time of repentance and return to Yahweh, Jerusalem fell again into idolatry and interracial fornication. Jeremiah, since verse 2, has been telling the people of what Yahweh said, and they hate him for it. Verse 6, "You have forsaken me, says Yahweh. You are gone backwards. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of compassion, and I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways." Verse 11, Jeremiah speaking, "Yahweh said, Verily it shall be well with your remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat you well in the time of harm and in the time of affliction." When we accept our punishment, we will be blessed. The Septuagint has verse 11 as, "Be it so, Yahweh, in their prosperity. Surely I stood before you in the time of their calamities, and in the time of their affliction, for their good against the enemy." The Scriptures 2009 has verse 11 as questions. Yahweh said, "Did I not direct you for your good? Did I not intercede for you in a time of evil and in a time of distress against the enemy?" Remnant in verse 11 of the King James Perversion is H8293, Shiruth, a noun, used only once, and it means freedom, and is from the verb form of H8281, Shara, which means to let loose, to set free. So Yahweh decreed four ways they will go forth: death by the sword, death by famine, death in captivity, and preservation of a remnant that would be set free. Three-fourths will be devoured and destroyed. The obedient remnant is preserved and delivered. If 75% of Americans claim some form of Christianity, and that were actually true, then only one quarter of Americans would be destroyed. That means that there are more righteous Christians, and they make up a majority which apparently are saved. But Scripture does not teach that all will be saved, and it does not teach that many are called and many are chosen. It says, "Few are chosen," and all the examples show that many are destroyed. People believe that what they believe is the truth, or is true because they believe it's true, so it makes it true. The fact is, just like in this last example of Jeremiah, there are four ways our people go forth. Death by the sword, which could represent our young men fighting no-win Jewish wars, or simply choosing one of the 33,000 counterfeit religions and Jewish Jesus. Death by famine, which could represent the sickness and health problems we face because of the Jewish GMO tampering with our food, air, and water. Death by captivity, which is what we are all in, usury bondage, mark of the beast identifications, and trapped in the Jewish matrix of deceit, which is a prison for your mind that you don't even know you are in. And the mortal preservation of the remnant that knows, understands, and follows the way, and calls upon Yahweh and his son Yeshua HaMashiach. We are the called, the few, the blessed, the remnant.
We are the remnant of Yahweh. From all the nations of the world, we are the remnant. Lord, use these souls of fire. Send us to the lost, Lord, anointed with your fire, and we will preach Christ and him crucified. Every tongue and every tribe, so they will then decide to be the remnant. Lord, set their souls afire. We are the remnant, set us afire. We are the remnant, set us afire.